The Global Fund allocates a total of $521 million to Uganda to address the burden of tuberculosis, malaria, and HIV and AIDS in the next 3 years from 2026 to 2028. Now, this implies that there has been a reduction of $80 million from the previous $600 million allocation from the largest financier of TB, malaria, and HIV. The Director General of Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Charles Olaro, attributes the decrease in funding to the changing financial landscape. This during the national TB, malaria, and HIV dialogue in Kampala.
We have started the process of grant state FICO, Global Fund FICO, writing process. And we received a letter from Global Fund confirming to us that Uganda has been allocated $521 million. This still remains a very substantial funding to government of Uganda to address the three diseases, malaria, TB, and HIV, but also handling resilient systems strengthening components.
Olaro adds that following reduction in funding, government will resort to prevention strategies, and these include inter-residual spraying for malaria, reducing further new HIV infections, and full adoption of lenacapavir and tracing of TB cases.
So in terms of malaria, we think that definitely we need to invest in indoor residual spraying, especially in the 66 high-burden districts. We're already implementing 16 districts. In terms of HIV, it means that we also need to be able to reduce new infections. And we think that innovation mechanisms like lenacapavir is one of those things which we think should be able to drive us to reduce this aspect. In terms of TB, we think that we really need to be able to look for the 10,000 cases which are missing.